from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, it's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. We're going to 5:30 tonight. Rangers are in Cleveland to take on the Guardians. Coming up at 3:20, we'll give you the 10 biggest storylines from Oxnard. Right now, NFL news of the day. Here's Wolchuk.
Big day for this center, Creed Humphrey of the Kansas City Chiefs, former Oklahoma Sooner, Carter Freeman's favorite player. He has become the highest paid center in NFL history today as he agreed to a 4-year contract extension with the Chiefs that's worth $72 million, including $50 million in guarantees. So shout out to him, 25 years old. He's been brilliant since his rookie year. Him alongside their starting guard, Trey Smith, who they stole in the sixth round. They were both entering the final year of their deals. I'm sure Smith will get a new deal soon. But my gosh, Humphrey, third in the NFL last season in pass block win rate at 96.6%.
Was his parents just huge fans of the band? Did you guys in your draft scouting, did you uncover that? Or did you leave a little meat on that bone?
I was amazed. I'd never seen a left-handed center.
It's weird.
It's strange to watch him, like, you know, because there's so much shotgun snap and him blocking it. And usually it's like defensive linemen always attack the left hand of the center because that's the offhand or the snap hands. So I thought it was just strange. I never got into how he got his name that way. I don't know.
That feels like some oversight.
Well, thank you.
But yeah, I mean, you're the best in the business.
No,
you know?
You're
the best in the business,
Dawson.
Hey, the deal is you've just set the bar so high for yourself. So yeah. when you fall short, you know, we think about it. But the arm length, somebody was talking about the Cooper Beebe arm length today. I had no idea he was a short arm dude. He's like a unicorn of a guy who has short arms, but he's still just awesome.
Giant.
Did you see how he physically looked?
It's a very interesting body.
He's dumpy.
He's
dumpy. Yeah. He's squatty.
Respectful. You
know what? He's squatty. He's dumpy.
Respectfully.
No,
as long as you throw in just respectfully.
He's very much an old school like looking center.
Yeah.
He's not a very modern looking, long, athletic looking type of a
center.
Which
is why people honestly kind of didn't give him enough credit for his athleticism.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he can move.
He's a dumpy guy. Yeah, he is.
Respectfully dumpy, yeah.
And this is great news for Cooper Beebe, because now, you know, 4 years from now, this is just upping the center salary. So when he's up there amongst the best centers in football, he's going to be in line for a nice and fat deal. Good for him. Excited.
Yeah, I mean, like, Creed Humphrey has a full inch longer arm length than Cooper Beebe. And apparently that 1 inch is like a huge, I mean, he is a big-time outlier is Cooper Beebe. To have arms like that and still be a guy that can play center and clearly do it at a high level.
Yeah. Shout out to Texas Tech.
Wreck them.
The Mahomes family, giving them a nice donation. Patrick and his wife Brittany have donated $5 million to Texas Tech's football center project.
Is it going to be called the Mahomes Center?
This is going to be, it's part of the school's south end zone.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they're going to get, I'm sure that they'll get, is the field already? I think he's already got his name somewhere there, like on the field.
Is it AT&T Jones Mahomes Stadium? No, it's Jones Stadium,
yeah,
I believe.
Jones Stadium. It is. It's AT&T, Jones AT&T Stadium is what it's called.
Yeah, and I don't think they have any field rights yet.
Well, maybe that can be Mahomes. Just name it Mahomes Field.
Yeah. Well, if he gave money to a building, then they'll probably put his name on that building.
Like that West End Zone, yeah, or whatever it is.
The end zone, it should be the Mahomes end zone.
Yeah.
Every time someone scores. Like
that's
they
South
just,
End Zone.
They just scored in the Pat Mahomes end zone.
You're in the Pat Mahomes red zone right now.
Oh, you know, there you go. The Pat Mahomes.
The Pat Zone.
Pat Mahomes red zone.
Pat Mahomes.
This is the Pat Zone.
I love Mahomes.
You're in the Pat Mahomes. We got Jacoby Brissett. He's going to start the final preseason game. Drake May is supposed to play for the Patriots. Could be an indication that Brissett's going to end up being the dude, which I think he should be. I think Brissett should be starting and let Drake May sit and learn and groom.
Everything is...
No, I've dug in.
No, you are
dug in. You're such an
That's fine. That's human nature, dude. Who's going to scout a guy and put his name on him?
I accuse Bobby of being dug in about Trey Lance.
Jaden Daniels.
I am really dug in about Drake May.
Yeah, that's your Drake May,
man.
And that's okay. but I do think like the Patriots are being very open about the idea that Brissett's the guy, even though he's sucked.
He's been awful.
And reports out of camp are Brissett sucked. And
maybe they need to play Drake May.
Drake May is
consistently going to end up playing him.
Just gotten better. Yeah, I don't think week one... Drake May is your starter in New England with the way that they're talking about it. And I'm fine with that too. I'm more of a Drake May guy, like big picture. I think he could be something, but I would have no issues if he didn't start until week five or week eight or whatever.
Slow play that. I think you should absolutely slow play.
Nah, let him start in week one. Let's go.
Yeah. Throw him to the wolves. Did you see the Hall of Fame change? Yeah.
Broadus just wants to see him get his ass kicked.
I just see chaos.
Gosh. The Pro Football Hall of Fame has announced a change in their selection. So basically, just for coaches, okay?
Oh, right.
Coaches, only 1 year wait now. It's like Bill Belichick, he could be inducted into the Hall of Fame now next year.
Is that an age thing?
They're afraid of.
They don't want Andy Reid having to wait 5 years.
They want to honor these guys while they can honor these guys.
Right. Yeah.
I like it. Good move for the coaches. And then we got a new fantasy football punishment that I had not seen. This sounds a little bit brutal. Maybe you guys would be in on this.
Caddy for a golf buddy?
No. So this guy's going out there to do his fantasy draft in Vegas with his buddies. But part of his punishment is he's got to fly in a day early. He's got $20, no hotel room, and he's got to find a way to survive the night with just the $20, and he can't get a hotel room until the next day when they meet up and do the draft. So he put it on Reddit. He was asking, like, hey, can I get some tips or advice to how to make it through the night?
Gambling?
Sounds pretty awful. I mean, I guess, yeah, right?
Like,
just kind of
penny slots?
Hang out in the casinos?
Yeah, just kind of play a hand or two and hope you can get some money to... And you could maybe hit one of those buffets and just load up.
But you only have
$20. You only got $20. I mean, you can't
get
fish and chips from Gordon Ramsay's crappy little place.
You win. You win. By the way, that beef Wellington was the most disappointing meal I've ever had.
I know. That's so upsetting to hear.
No, his fish and chips are actually good, but it was like $50 for four of them and crappy fries.
I would hope that maybe you hit some slots. You know, you hit some slots.
Yeah, some of the suggestions were like just put 20 on black on roulette and try and double your money.
Yeah, try and find a way to win money, enough money to eat on. That's what I would do.
Yeah, you're going to want some coffee. You're going to want something to eat. So I would say you take your $20 and you start walking to like a cheap diner. You know, you might have to get off strip, but that's going to eat up some of your time because you want a spot where you can just hang for hours.
Me personally? I would also consider going to the sports book and betting on games and stuff and horse races and things. Maybe $5
put
on this,
$10 here.
Yeah.
But you're pulling an all-nighter, right?
That's what I'm saying.
24 hours or 12 hours?
It's just for the night.
It's for the night. Okay.
Yeah. And then the next day they're going to meet up and do their draft.
I do think the sports book.
He's
got to
fly in by himself and just be a schmuck.
The sports book, he could get drinks. He could get
He's got $20.
No, he gets free drinks hanging out in the sports book.
Yeah, but the games are going to be over by 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but
you're just watching reruns of SportsCenter like you'd be doing in bed anyway.
You're so hopefully you win something.
Hopefully you've won enough that you can go get something to eat. But in the sports book, he could sit there and probably get snacks for free, right?
This is Vegas too, right?
Yeah.
This is Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just stop by the dispensary. Get you some gummies.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, after all the sports is off of TV, eat those gummies, time flies. You'll be like, damn, it's 5:30 in the morning. I'm hungry as hell. I did it. It's over with.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, do you think they would let you just sleep on one of the sports book sofas in there? Because, yeah.
Yeah, get up every once in a while and move.
I would go to a hotel lobby that has couches and stuff and just sit in a chair. Just kind of like you're, you know, just lounging in
a
chair.
Like I'm a drunk guy that just passed out.
Yeah, just like, yeah, I'd just sit there as long as they'd let me. And then they'd make you move probably and just move to another hotel, you know. Just keep moving.
I think your dollars are precious, though, especially if you get into those gummies, you get some cotton mouth, you need something to eat, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to end up.
That's a good call.
Somebody suggested this $2 hot dog place that they got
there.
Yeah, there you go. Like, Reddit gave them some, like, good options.
Now we're thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
For cheap food. So, I mean, you basically, like, maybe you can dabble. You got
what's
10
wrong
bucks.
With fasting for a day, too, by the way?
Nothing. You know, get a good water fast in. Yeah. Okay, that could be good for him. Then he'll end up crushing the draft the next day. Hopefully, he doesn't
there's
end up
There's
got to
be a dollar slice
again.
Pizza place, too, right? Dollar slice.
You
$2.
Know there's vending machine pizza
there's vending
you can
machine
get there.
Pizza that
how much
I would
did
not
that
recommend.
Cost you guys?
I don't even remember.
It was too much. If it was a dollar, it would have been too much.
It was disgusting. At all. Yeah, don't ever get that vending machine.
Glad
pizza.
We did it, though. You know, don't regret it. Just never would do it again.
Yeah, well, you
that was
you
right
were.
Outside our elevator you did that, right?
Yeah, it was right there.
Why couldn't you go somewhere else? What were you thinking?
Well, because we've never seen a vending machine pizza before.
I mean, come on.
It's like, this seemed like a revolutionary concept. We wanted to just give it a try.
Oh, yeah, well, you saw where that ended up.
Yeah, it didn't end up being good.
I mean, imagine you walk by a vending machine, Broadus, and you can get a bunch of ready-made crawfish. You'd be like, let me give this a shot.
It's good.
There's no way
let me try
good.
This.
There's no way it'd be
but
good.
You would dabble.
No, you wouldn't.
Let me give a food
would.
Review
not
for
that
this
much
and post it.
You guys were hammered. You came in, and you didn't have anything to eat. Just tell
yeah,
the
yeah,
truth.
Yeah, it was late.
I mean, yeah, you kind of got us cornered now.
It was the story.
Okay.
It was late night.
Yeah, so what?
Which one of you put the money in?
Walchuk did.
I did.
Okay.
He was
And Eric was over there encouraging you, wasn't he?
Of course. We made a whole video about
it. It can't be that bad.
I'm rooting on my guy. I wanted that pizza to be good.
He's not watchdogging it. He's guiding me.
Yeah.
It's like, you go ahead and make that bad
decision.
Then
why is he over there saying, oh, it was bad?
Because we tried it and it wasn't good.
It did
so. Did you try some? You bought it for him?
I tried a bite.
We shared a little bit.
How bad are we talking? Like worse than a good frozen pizza? Worse than a bad frozen
pizza?
Yes.
Worse than any pizza you've ever had. It was cardboard crust. Mm-hmm. And then it was like they
can the sauce had a
the sauce yes they contaminated
the sauce was off-putting
yes yeah. the worst pizza sauce.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Us you've ever had. It left
but
a
you
bad
would figure-
taste.
In Vegas, you know, $12 I think was the price that you guys quoted me at the time. I remember that. It's easy to just put DiGiorno's in there and crank those out, you know?
Yeah, they've really tried to outthink the room here a little bit. They tried to get, I don't know, a little bit too fancy. Just throw a Totino's in there and let's just go, dude. You know,
I might pay $10 for a Totino's in a casino.
It's
and
good
enjoy
stuff.
It.
Heck yes.
Maybe
dude.
Just give me some.
Did you think
rolls?
About that, Dawson, when you were sitting at the table there when you went all in? I'd like to have a Totino's right now.
I would have. I was hungry, man.
It's delicious. All right, the top 10 wide receiver tandems in the National Football League. This is CBS Sports pumping this out. Number 10 is a weird one. Maybe we're just not. I'm not giving this guy enough credit, but it's Davante Adams and Jacoby Myers. I guess Jacoby Myers.
No, Jacoby Myers is.
He's been better than. Been better. He's got 800 yards in three straight seasons. And then, of course, Davante Adams is a top 10 receiver in football. Number top nine three. Is CD and Brandon Cooks. Eight is DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. Probably end up being Roman Dunsay at the end of the year.
Yeah, Roman Dunsay for sure.
Seven is Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins with the Texans. I mean, you even throw Tank Dell in there.
People are saying the Texans are going through there, all the national media people. They're saying the Texans are for real.
Oh, yeah.
They say, of all the places you've been, who do you like? Houston.
It's just a tough schedule for them, but that's a good football team.
Yeah.
And they hit it with the coach and the quarterback, it seems. Rams, Cup, and Puka Nacua at six.
Ooh, that seems low.
Debo and Brandon Ayuk at five. We'll see if that ends up starting the season. Now there's rumors again that Washington's going to get back into the mix with IU since they just traded Dotson to Philly. Mm. Cincinnati with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins is four.
That seems wow. Low.
I think so, too. I think that could be number one. Jefferson and Addison is number three with the Vikings.
I mean, I would take the combination behind
I would
that,
too.
That group.
Two is the Eagles with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Number one, okay, this one's probably fair, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle with the Dolphins. But I think I'd put the Bengals at least at two.
I think the Bengals need to be up there in the mix, for sure. But number two would be a good spot.
But I wasn't sure Lamb and Cooks would even make it. Seems like a lot of people just kind of writing off Brandon Cooks. But I think they're deserving to be on this list. Mm-hmm. I think Cooks has been crushing it in camp. And honestly,
he has
should
been.
Have had a better year he last has, year, he but he been. Just wasn't involved in the offense. Yeah. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah. Every national thing that I've heard is they're much more down on Brandon Cooks than I think we are. Like, as a number two wide receiver.
Yeah, it's a good number two.
Yeah. That, he is absolutely solid.
Well, he had to play the role of Gallup last year, and I don't think that was very good for him to have to run slants and those things. The last image you have of Cooks is getting intercepted in the Green Bay game. You know,
oh, with that slant.
Alexander, like,
that
jumping
was gross.
In front of him. Yeah.
That was not a good deal there. Final thing, shout out to Teddy Bridgewater. You know, he's a high school football coach now.
In Miami, right?
In Miami, at his alma mater. He did. His team crushed it. They won 45-0 in their debut.
They looked good coming out of the tunnel. That's about
all
I saw.
They got some dogs, man. They got a four-star wide receiver, Calvin Russell III. He is 6'5", 190.
Jeez.
I mean, they got an offensive lineman that's 6'6", 250. He's committed to go to Wisconsin. I mean, they got some big boys on that squad there. But 45-0, Teddy Bridgewater in his debut. Shout out to him at Miami Northwestern.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. We have the 10 biggest storylines from Oxnard next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.